more than that, because imagination is not very provable, and we don't know. It's like the dreaming. We don't know if animals, they dream or they sleep or not and stuff. But there is one thing that I insisted several times. I said, remember, there is a gap. I believe in all the story of Darwinism, except that, I don't know, there is a loose ring over there, right? Something that they don't know. I think, yes, there is a very magical, special happening, we don't know how, but suddenly we are different. Something is in me that is not an animal. We call this as simple as love. That silly, illogical situation that something you need and you like to give it to someone else. You see, the animal is this. You are supposed to look for what is good for you, not for someone else. Yes, you, of course your children will be there, your family and blah, blah, blah. What we are talking about is giving, generosity. Mainly we are talking about the little particles around love. Love is something which the potentiality is only in a human being. I could not imagine a human being without that potentiality. It's not a human being to me, right? We'll not go back to that. It's a long conversation. We'll come back to that. Don't worry. But here he would say, listen, looking around, everybody is not full of pearl, because remember, everybody is not full of knowledge. That trick, you have to choose it, be responsible, in it become. There are things that are not in my animal existence. The potentiality is in me, and I will learn it out here from we. Within that we, you find some something. Look for that pearl, for that essence, because in Persian language and Arabic, pearl and jewel and the essence are the same. You know, the word essence in Arabic is jawhar. You have seen that movie that everybody was shouting, Hakika jawhar. Means the truth is the essence. That was the thinking they were saying. That's it, right? We look for that and say, look around you and dig for it. How? Amazingly, he will use one word which is very delicate in Persian. He used del, means heart. He will say, oh, you want to know that meaning? Dig the heart, you know, in which way? Dig the heart of the matter. In that way, that is heart of the matter, but it is the heart. Look in the heart. Then?
And pick out what that one has and what this, because that costly pearl is seldom found. If you go to the form by external appearance, a mountain is 100 times as much as a ruby in bigness. Also, in respect of form, your hands...
Excuse me, but what does that mean in English? If you go to the form, what does that mean?
If you look at the form, or if you attend to the form.
Okay, because in Persian, it isn't mirabi you are going to, but it means that if you take that side, it means if you're thinking about form, you're silly. That's not going to. It means if your choice is that, yes.
Also, in respect of form, your hands and feet and hair are 100 times as much as the contour of the eye. But this is not hidden from you, that the two eyes are the choicest of all members. By one thought that comes into the mind, 100 worlds are overturned in a single moment. If the body of the Sultan...
Before the king... Do you remember how many times he emphasized on eyes? Because we call that, whatever information, knowledge, science, all together in Persian will be Danish, and this will be Binesh. Danish means knowing, Binesh is the way you see the thing. And to us, the second is important, because if you don't look at the things correctly, it doesn't matter how much you know. Your vision is important for us. So here he starts again that you know that in all whatever you have, eyes are important. And something will happen after you accept, you understand this priority, is that then look at inside. Whatever we have inside in that field of imagination, that field of imagination is very tricky, because one thought, one simple thought could come in and ruin all of it. Do you remember the example of that? Oh, it was obvious even outside we could see it. You go to a temple, you prepare everything, you sit down and you start to meditate. One shout, somebody swearing, suddenly that tender atmosphere disappears. Suddenly the holiness is interrupted because of one simple shout, maybe even. Because we're talking about a tender beauty, right? If you scratch the beauty a little bit, it is ruined. Yes?
If the body of the Sultan is in form one, hundreds of thousands of soldiers run behind.
Means you look like you're just one. I call you the king, but I know you have an army. You have a lot of different stuff in you, all the potentialities. So?
Again, the figure and form of the excellent king are ruled by one invisible thought.
Means whatever you're looking at, this Shah-e-Safi, is Safi, the Sufi, is purified. This purified king, one simple thought could ruin everything, because everything is hidden inside, related to each other. Yes?
Behold, people without end who, moved by one thought, have gone over the earth like a flood. Small is that thought in the people's eyes, but like a flood, it swallowed and swept away the world. So when you see that form, that from a thought, every craft, when you see that from a thought, every craft in the world subsists. Houses and palaces and cities, mountains, plains and rivers, earth and ocean, as well as sun and sky, are living from it as fishes from the sea. Then why in your foolishness, O blind one, does the body seem to you as Solomon and thought as an end?
Yeah. Flashback to where? Now, if this is a movie, we need a flashback. Go back. To the beginning, right? First story. Second paragraph. In second paragraph, he explained something. He was narrating, bringing in this subject, that subject, talking about the dream, imagination, non-existence, all of that, right? Suddenly he stopped and gave you a proof. He said to you, look around you. Imagination looks like nothing to you. Pay attention that everything is based on imagination. Imagination looks like a luxury, but our universe is universe of imagination, our universe of thought. Here, he will bring it closer and say, okay, I was talking about the form and the essence and thing like that. And you understand that every business, every job, every activity is based on thought, right? then how come that you believe you are this and that the thought is a part of you? All of you are following your thought. Your thinking is important, not what you do really. Because all of you is the slave of your thought. Do you remember what he talked about thought? You were here. He said, oh brother, you are the thought. The rest is bone and flesh and blah, blah, blah. Don't think about it. Here, he will look at it from another angle and say, how come that you think that thought is a part of you? I believe you are a part of your thought. Because that's the important stuff as far as we see. Yes?
To your eye, the mountain appears great. Thought is like a mouse and the mountain a wolf. The world in your eyes is awful and sublime. Mm-hmm. You tremble and are frightened at the clouds and the thunder and the sky.
This is that vision, scientific vision of us towards the universe, that it is so big that you feel puny and unimportant, because now we know that so many galaxies and blah, blah, blah. And say, okay, everything looks great to you and thought nothing. All of this is because of thought. Because all these galaxies are irrelevant to a cow or donkey. But it's us. That's what our space is. Yes?
While in regard to the world of thought, O less than an ass, O less than the ass, you are secure and indifferent as a witless stone. Because you are a shape and have no portion of intelligence, you are not of human nature. You are an ass's colt. From ignorance, you deem the shadow to be the kernel. Hence, to you, the essence has become a plaything and of slight account.
Here he uses that word ass. That's something that in other languages they don't use that much, but in Persian language they use it a lot. Quite understandable. They have been nomadic people and they move around, so there is always this machine. And there are two. One is the donkey, the other one is the horse. Horse is chic and good, is a sport car, and the donkey is the pickup truck, right? So pickup truck is very bad label in that time. The Iranians, then they want to offend each other, they call each other khar. Means stupid, because to them that mule, that donkey is the symbol of ignorance and stupidity, because it's not understandable. It's not a very bright, sharp animal, but if you don't see it, you won't believe it, how stubborn it is. It's the easiest stuff and the most difficult stuff, because he was the first animal to agree to be a carrier and be there, just like that, and he doesn't ask too much, but it never behaves good. It's always stubborn, and in the first moment, he will bite you or kick you. So he will bring it in. Here, he will say, you are less than a donkey, because you are ignorant about the universe of thinking and imagination. Therefore, you will be only the form of the human being, which is animal. So you don't have the attitude or manner of the human beings. You are Kurkha, means you are the son of a donkey, offending your father and you at the same time. Because you are just the form. The essence of humanity should be there, right? Okay, look at Rumi now. Rumi is supposed to be the leader to the happiness, right? Now sitting down and say, if you don't have the meaning, you are donkeys, you are nonsense. Then what? Listen,
Wait